Now, I'd say probably about 48, 49 states in the country, you can do that. However, our state law in Texas prohibits you from doing that. There's actually a couple of provisions in our state law. One is Section 214.902. This deals specifically with rent control. And that section says the governing body of a municipality may, by ordinance, establish rent control if the governing body finds that a housing emergency exists due to a disaster, as defined in Section 418.004 of the Government Code, and the governor approves the ordinance. And the governing body is only allowed to continue or discontinue rent control in the same manner as the governor continues or discontinues a state of disaster under Section 418.014 of the Government Code. So this allows you to do some stuff with rent, but it's really for a pretty limited set of time. So when I was putting all this together a few months ago, never would have thought we'd be in a state of disaster here in the state of Texas, but here we are due to COVID-19. Section 418.0041 of the Government Code defines a disaster, and that means an occurrence or imminent threat of widespread or severe damage, injury, or loss of life or property resulting from any natural man-made cause, and it lists a whole lot of things there. And then if you can meet that hurdle, the Government Code allows the governor by executive order or proclamation to declare a state of disaster, but that's only for a limited period of time. The disaster only continues until the governor finds that the threat of disaster has passed, where the disaster has been dealt with to the extent that the emergency conditions no longer exist. And a state of disaster issued by the governor can last no more than 30 days, and it can be renewed. And the legislature, by law, may terminate a state of disaster. And there's really not a whole lot of case law out there on doing rent control or this disaster stuff. There is a Colorado case that came out a few years ago that's instructive on this, and it led us to the conclusion that we really couldn't do any type of mandatory inclusionary zoning under these provisions. There was a Colorado statute. It was Section 38-12-301, and that said no county or municipality may enact an ordinance or resolution that would control rent on either private residential property or a private residential housing unit. And the Supreme Court in Colorado heard a case on that. It was Town of Telluride v. Lot 34 Venture. And if you want to look that up, that's in 3 Pacific 3rd 30. And in that case, they said that they found the term rent control to be clear on its face. Rent control is commonly understood to mean allowable rent capped at a fixed rate with only limited increases. And because the ordinance sets a base rental rate per square foot and then strictly limits the growth of the rental rate, the ordinance constitutes rent control. The scheme as a whole operates to suppress rental values below their market values, and the prohibition on rent control is unambiguous and complete, encompassing any ordinance resolution which would control rents. We've always looked at really this. The state law and that Colorado case is limiting our ability to do mandatory inclusionary zoning. But there's also another provision in the state law in Texas that seems to limit our ability as well at Section 214.905 of the Local Government Code. And that one says a municipality may not adopt in any form, including through an ordinance or regulation, as a condition for granting a building permit that establishes a maximum sales price for a privately produced housing unit or residential lot. So we've always viewed that as, you know, if we're going to have some sort of regulation that requires you to set aside affordable units, that is regulating the maximum sales price of a residential unit, viewing the rent as a sales price. But that section does leave an opening there. It says this section does not affect the authority of a municipality to create or implement an incentive, contract, commitment, density bonus, or other voluntary program designed to increase the supply of moderate or lower cost housing units.